USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The nation's top infectious disease expert sharing with CNN that he plans on retiring at some point between now and the end of the current presidential term.
I can't be in this job forever, and I don't anticipate I'll be in this job before the end, at the end of the first term of President Biden, which is January 2025.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he was responding to a reporter's question about whether he would stay on as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's held that title since 1984 and has been in federal service overall for 54 years. Jury selection in the contempt of Congress trial of former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon will extend into a second day. Bannon was charged after refusing to cooperate with the 1-6 House Select Committee. He says he wants to testify now. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says it will look into how dozens of state troopers and rangers responded to the school shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. The announcement comes on the heels of a scathing report released by the Texas House of Representatives over the weekend, saying that there were failures at every level which contributed to the slow and chaotic response. In South Florida, Broward County specifically, prosecutors want the death penalty for Nicholas Cruz. He's the gunman who killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Cruz already confessed to the murders. The trial that's expected to last several months is the penalty phase. The Mississippi abortion clinic known as the Pink House, which was at the center of the Supreme Court case which overturned Roe v. Wade, has been sold. The owner of the Jackson Women's Health Organization says the furniture and equipment were moved to a new clinic that will open in New Mexico. The Dow was off by 216 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
A 22-year-old man who was shopping with his girlfriend is being hailed as a hero for stopping the gunman from committing further carnage at an Indiana mall Sunday. The suspect, identified as 20-year-old Jonathan Sapirman, killed three people, including a husband and wife, and wounded two others before 22-year-old Elijah Dickin responded with his handgun.
His actions were nothing short of heroic. He engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun. He was also motioning for people to exit behind him.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen said another weapon belonging to Sapirman was found in the bathroom with more ammo. It's believed he spent more than an hour there before his attack. The two men accused in a deadly crime spree across three counties in Southern California have been charged. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer accused 20-year-old Malik Pat and 44-year-old Jason Payne of committing a reign of terror.
Malik Pat is a stone-cold serial killer. There's no other way to describe him. He executed innocent people and he shot others. And his behavior and the crime spree he engaged in is literally, I just got chills up my own spine. It's chilling.
Payne is believed to be an accomplice in the crimes, but investigators do not think he shot any of the victims. The Dow was down 216 points on Monday. The NASDAQ lost 92. The S&P 500 off 32. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.